أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد أوحينا إلى موسى أن أسر بعبادي فاضرب لهم طريقا في البحر يبسا لا تخاف دركا ولا تخشى. فأتبعهم فرعون بجنوده فغشيهم من اليم ما غشيهم وأضل فرعون قومه وما هدى. يا بني إسرائيل قد أنجيناكم من عدوكم وواعدناكم جانب الطور الأيمن ونزلنا عليكم المن والسلوى كلوا من طيبات ما رزقناكم ولا تطغوا فيه فيحل عليكم غضبي ومن يحلل عليه غضبي فقد هوى. وإني لغفار لمن تاب وآمن وعمل صالحا ثم اهتدى. وما أعجلك عن قومك يا موسى؟ قال هم أولئي على أثري وعجلت إليك ربي لترضى. قال فإنا قد فتنا قومك من بعدك وأضلهم السامري. فرجع موسى إلى قومه غضبان أسفا. قال يا قوم ألم يعدكم ربكم وعدا حسنا؟ أفطال عليكم العهد أم أردتم أن يحل عليكم غضب من ربكم فأخلفتم موعدي؟
And we had commanded Musa alayhi salam, travel by night with my servants and strike for them a dry path through the sea without any fear of being overtaken or fear of drowning. And Fir'aun had pursued them with his forces, and the waters had overwhelmed them and drowned them. And Fir'aun had misled his people and didn't show them the right path. O children of Israel, we had saved you from your enemy and promised you and taken a covenant with you on the right side of the Tur. Send down upon you the man and salwa, eat of the pure provision we provide for you, and commit no excesses therein, lest my wrath may descend upon you. And those on whom my wrath descends must perish, and I am always forgiving those who repent, believe, do righteous works, and remain firm upon guidance. And O Musa, what hurried you in advance of your people? Musa alayhi salam replied, they are here on my footsteps, and I have hurried to you, towards you, my Rabb, to please you. In other words, there were two people, two classes of people. One class that remained behind under the supervision of Harun alayhi salam. Harun alayhi salam was instructed to manage them and to take care of them. And there was another group that had accompanied Musa alayhi salam to receive the divine commandments from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the group that had accompanied Musa alayhi salam, when they approached the mountain, then Musa alayhi salam had hurried to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala says to Musa alayhi salam, indeed we have tried your people in your absence, and Samiri had misled them. So Musa alayhi salam had hurried to please Allah Ta'ala in yearning and enthusiasm. It's a command of Allah Ta'ala, and it was a covenant that Allah Ta'ala will speak to him at that point. So to hear the divine communication and to rush towards it enthusiastic really is great. So Musa al-Islam had explained that this was the reason. So Allah Ta'ala informs Musa al-Islam that we had inna fatanna qawmaka min ba'dik. In your absence, we have tested your people, and Samiri had misled them. So it was Samiri that had misled them, and they were under divine trial. There wasn't any mistake on the side of Musa al-Islam. Musa al-Islam had made the arrangements for his people, kept and appointed Harun al-Islam to supervise them, to see to their affairs, and accordingly he had proceeded for the divine promise. فَرَجَعَ مُوسَىٰ إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ غَضْبَانَ أَسِفًا. Now when Musa a.s. had heard that Samiri had misled them, so he returned to his people angry and disappointed. Then he addressed them saying, أَلَمْ يَعِدْكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مُعَدًا حَسَنًا. My people, did not Allah Ta'ala, your Rabb, promise you a beautiful promise? Then did this promise seem to be too long for you, that you could not keep up the promise, or you intended that Allah Ta'ala's wrath descend upon you, therefore you broke my promise? So it must have been one of these two reasons. Either the time that I had separated you was too long, طَالَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْأَهْدِ, that was a very long period. So obviously it wasn't a long period. It was just 40 days Musa alayhi salam had left them, and within this period all this wrong had taken place, where they had gone to calf worshipping. So Musa alayhi salam cautioned them that this period wasn't too long. It seems that you are wanting and desirous of the wrath of Allah Ta'ala to descend upon you, therefore you have broken this promise of mine. So they replied, مَا أَخْلَفْنَا مَوْعِدَكَ بِمَلْكِنَا. We had not broken your promise of our own, but we are burdened with the jewelry of the people, and we had threw the jewelry into the fire, into the pit of fire. And in the same manner, Samiri had also thrown his jewelry, or whatever he had to throw, he had thrown into the fire. And he brought out an image of a calf that seemed to be lowing, and they all said, this is your God and the God of Musa alayhi salam. And Musa alayhi salam has forgotten, he has gone to the tour to talk to Allah Ta'ala, whereas God is here. أَفَلَا يَرَوْنَ أَلَّا يَرْجِعُ إِلَيْهِمْ قَوْلًا. Don't they see that this calf that they have taken as God cannot answer them a single word, cannot reply them a single word, and nor does it have the power of any harm and causing any good? Harun al-Islam had cautioned them previously, my people, you are under trial, you have been tested with this, and your Rabb is Allah, the most gracious, follow me and listen to my command. So they replied, we will never leave this cult of ours, will remain devoted until Musa alayhi salam returns to us. Musa alayhi salam had gone to the Mount Tur to receive the commandments, and he had left Harun alayhi salam in his place to take care and supervise the affairs of the Bani Israel. Amongst the Bani Israel, there was one person, Samiri, notorious character. Outwardly he showed himself to be a Muslim, whereas in reality he was a munafiq. He was just waiting for this opportunity where Musa alayhi salam had left, so that he could then mislead the Bani Israel. In the meanwhile, Bani Israel, they had crossed over the ocean through some miracle, through the miracle of Musa alayhi salam, they had crossed over the sea, and they had crossed under the pretexts that we are going to celebrate some festival of ours. So for this celebration, we need some jewelry. They had to make up a story so that they could leave unchecked and uncensored. So they said, we are going to celebrate and we need some jewelry so that Coptics, Egyptians, borrowed them some jewelry, they moved on. Now, the rest of the Egyptians were all drowned, and they had their jewelry in their hands. So, Samiri cautioned them that this doesn't belong to you. It's an amanat in your hands, it belonged to those people, but in the meanwhile these people have drowned. So what are you going to do with this? So they had all agreed that we'll dig a big hole, make a pit of fire and throw all the jewelry away. So in the process, Samiri had some sand, and the sand was from underneath the hoof of the horse of Jibreel alayhi salam. And that had a certain power, a certain property, that if it was placed anywhere, then that place becomes alive. So when they threw all their jewelry, Samiri threw the sand, and he carved out the image of a calf that thing became alive, making a lowing sound. So now he had an opportunity to mislead them, telling them that really this is your God, and Musa alayhi salam is forgotten. He has gone to the Tur to talk to God, whereas this is your God. But they were so thick in their minds, they couldn't see this, that this, what they have taken as a God, cannot reply them. A single word doesn't have any power to do any harm or any good. How can they be so senseless? How can they be so stupid to take such an helpless thing as a God? And Harun alayhi salam had cautioned them that this is a trial. And Allah Ta'ala is your Rabb. Follow me and listen to me. But they were stubborn. They said, no, until Musa alayhi salam doesn't come back to us, we will remain devoted to this worship. Qala ya Harun, Musa alayhi salam had returned and addressed his brother, O Harun, and what stopped you when you saw them straying away? What stopped you from following me? You should have left them and come away to me. But why did you remain amongst them? Did you break my command? So Harun alayhi salam, that is the elder brother, he says to Musa alayhi salam, Yabna Umma, as though he's pleading for sympathy, and he says to him in words of affection, the son of my mother, don't seize me by my beard nor by my head. I was afraid lest you would say that you had created a division in the Bani Israel and did not respect my word. Before Musa alayhi salam could leave, he advised him, أَصْلِحْ فِي قَوْمِي وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. Put things right, don't create a division, and see that they remain steadfast. So this were the parting advices Musa alayhi salam had given to Harun alayhi salam before he could leave. Now, Harun alayhi salam says that if I had come to you, then this would have resulted in a division in the ranks of the Bani Israel. And then this will not be in keeping with your advices that put things right, see that they remain firm and put things right. So therefore, I preferred remaining here.